Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges National Democratic Alliance MPs to uphold principles of parliamentary democracy and exhibit good conduct. Discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address continues in both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Modi to reply to the motion in Lok Sabha this evening. Flood situation remains critical in Assam, affecting more than 6 lakh people across 19 districts. Heavy rainfall reported in Gujarat, Uttarakhand and Bihar. T20 World Cup winning Indian team remains stranded in Barbados as hurricane battle in Caribbean Sea intensifies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged NDA members of Parliament to adhere to the rules of Parliament, uphold the principles of parliamentary democracy, and exhibit good conduct, which he said is essential for being a good MP. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of NDA since the formation of the new government. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Riju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct. Mr. Riju conveyed that the Prime Minister also emphasized that every MP has been elected to serve the country, and regardless of the party they belong to, service to the nation is the foremost responsibility.
सारे एनडीए के सांसदों को आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का आग्रह है अच्छा सांसद बनने के लिए जो आचरण की आवश्यकता है वो पूर्ण रूप से अपनाएं और हम नियम के साथ और पार्लियामेंट्री जो कन्वेंशन है ट्रेडिशन है उसी के साथ पेश आना चाहिए तो ये प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो मार्गदर्शन रही है मैं मानता हूं कि हर एक एमपी को खास करके जो पहले बार चुन के आए हैं ऐसे सांसदों के लिए बहुत अच्छा मंत्र दिया है.
Mr. Riju said the Prime Minister also encouraged MPs to develop expertise in issues of the interest, such as water, the environment and social sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha this evening on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. He will reply in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Riju after the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. In the Lok Sabha, participating in the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of the Samajwadi Party said, "The present government lacks absolute majority and this is a victory of the India Alliance." During his speech, Mr. Yadav raised questions over the Indian economy, saying that despite India becoming the fifth largest economy in the world, per capita income is still low.
कहने को सरकार ये कहती है कि ये फिफ्थ लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बन गई है और जीडीपी के मामले में फिफ्थ वर्ल्ड की इकोनॉमी बन गई है लेकिन अध्यक्ष मोदी ये सरकार क्यों छिपाती है कि अगर ये हमारी सबसे लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी अगर हम पांचवें नंबर पर हैं तो हमारे देश की पर कैपिटा इनकम प्रति व्यक्ति आय हमारे किस स्थान पर पहुंची है.
मिस्टर यादव आल्सो रेज्ड द इशू ऑफ पेपर लीक्स. Kalyan Banerjee of TMC alleged that opposition leaders have been targeted with the misuse of central agencies. He also alleged that attacks had been made on the federal structure in the last 10 years. KC Venugopal of the Congress claimed that Lok Sabha election results are a moral victory for the opposition. He also raised the issue of rail accidents to criticize the government. Santosh Pandey of the BJP raised objections over yesterday's remarks of leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi allegedly on a particular community.
संसद के अंदर आपने शुरुआत की है संसद के अंदर चिल्ला चिल्ला करके आपने जिस प्रकार की बातें की है यहाँ की परंपराओं को तोड़ने की कोशिश की गई है मर्यादा को तार तार करने की कोशिश की गई है किंतु हमारी ये उच्च परंपरा रही है इसमें आप सफल नहीं हो पाएंगे राहुल गांधी जी ये संसदीय पाठ क्या पढ़ाए.
Soumitra Khan of the BJP raised the issue of alleged atrocities on BJP workers in West Bengal. He also raised the issue of reported atrocities against women in the state. There was heated exchange between the Treasury and the TMC MPs over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Birendra Prasad Vaishya of the AGP raised the issue of inclusion of 6 communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. He also talked about issues of illegal migrants in the state and stressed on the need to take steps to protect the identity of indigenous people of Assam. Mr. Vaishya demanded that flood and erosion in Assam should be declared as a national problem. BJP MP Ashok Rao Chavan of the BJP said that a wrong narrative was established during the election that his party intended to change the constitution. Mr. Chavan also talked about the NEET exam issue, saying the culprits should be booked and fair investigation to be done and the government is clear about it. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari alleged that no steps have been taken to curb price rise in the country. He also said there was also no mention of Manipur unrest in the president's address. Participating in the discussion, P. Wilson of the DMK said that the NEET-based examination system is against the poor and marginalized sections of the society. He said that Tamil Nadu has adopted the 12th examination marks-based system for medical admission rather than selection-based examination. The discussion is underway. Earlier, three newly elected MPs of Rajya Sabha from Kerala took oath. They are Harris Biran, Josh K. Mani and P.P. Sunir. Director General of Police DGP of Jharkhand Ajay Kumar Singh has said so far police officials have not faced any problem in implementing the new criminal law across the state. Mr. Singh said all police officers and staff in Jharkhand have received training on the new criminal laws and efforts have been made to raise awareness among the public about these laws. Talking to Akashwani, Mr. Singh said that the new criminal laws which came into effect in the country will help result in higher conviction rate.
तीनों जो कानून थे वो 100 साल से अधिक से इस्तेमाल में थे अब अचानक कोई भी नई चीज शुरू होती है तो उसमें कुछ ना कुछ चुनौतियां कुछ ना कुछ परेशानी आती है लेकिन उसके लिए प्रशिक्षण और बाकी जो संसाधन है वो सब मुहैया किए गए हैं और अगर जो नहीं हो पाए इनको किया जाएगा जहां तक आगे चुनौती की बात है तो उसमें बहुत सारे टेक्नोलॉजिकल चेंजेस हुए हैं बहुत सारे थ्योरेटिकल चेंजेस हुए हैं खासतौर से जैसे फॉरेंसिक का जो रोल है वो काफी ज्यादा बढ़ गया है.
Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud today emphasized the core values of justice and equality as the foundational principles of the judiciary. Addressing at the foundation stone-laying ceremony for the construction of three court buildings at Karkarduma, the Chief Justice said a courthouse is not merely built of bricks and stones, but on the hopes and aspirations of the people.
The new court complexes enhance the efficiency of the court and reduce pendency. Courts are a repository of precedent and an accumulation of social histories. Judges apply the present law, drawing upon the past law, to shape the future law. Through their rulings, judges bridge historical legal principles with contemporary issues and challenges, crafting the legal landscape for tomorrow.
Delhi High Court Justice Manmohan, Supreme Court Justices Hima Kohli, Justice Amanullah, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena and Minister of PWD Atishi were present at the event. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Australia has more than doubled the cost of student visa fees for international students from $710 to $1,600. The move will impact lakhs of Indian students planning to study in the country. The decision has triggered outrage among the student community. In another recent significant change, onshore visa applications are no longer permitted. It means applicants now have to submit a visa application from abroad and not from Australia. Because of this, those on temporary graduate visitor and maritime crew visas will no longer be eligible to apply for a student visa while they are in Australia. The 24th meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of State will be held on the 4th of this month in Astana under the presidency of Kazakhstan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation to Astana for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. The leaders are expected to review the organization's activities over the past two decades and discuss the state and prospects of multilateral cooperation. Southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. The Indian Meteorological Department said monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab today. It has covered the entire country 6 days before the normal date of covering the entire India. In Assam, the flood situation has turned critical with more than 6 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 19 districts. In the last 24 hours, two more persons died in Tinsukia and Dhemaji, taking the death toll to 36, while another person has been reported missing in Golaghat. More than 1,200 villages across 64 revenue circles are affected, and over 14,700 hectares of crop area has been damaged across the state. We have more from a correspondent.
Flood situation has turned critical in Assam due to heavy rainfall and release of excess water from the lower Subansiri Dam of Arunachal Pradesh. Air Force airlifted 13 stranded fishermen from the flood-affected Hathiali Sur in Dibrugarh district. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will visit Golaghat district today afternoon to take stock of the flood situation. The Chief Minister has directed all the Guardian Ministers to visit the flood-affected districts immediately. State government has opened relief camps and relief distribution centers in all the flood-affected districts, and DRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant rain continues to affect normal life. Landslides and flash flood triggered by heavy rainfall have blocked road communication to many interior places. In Itanagar and Papumpare districts, administration have declared closure of schools for the next 5 days. Surging water of Lohit River and its tributaries have flooded many low-lying areas. Administration has evacuated 52 people from various flood-affected areas in the district. In Namsai and Changlang districts, Assam Rifles has launched Operation Savior to rescue stranded civilians and provide relief to the flood-devastated villages. The southwest monsoon is active in all parts of Bihar, triggering heavy to very heavy rainfall in several parts of the state. The Met Department has predicted very heavy rainfall in Jamui, Lakhisarai and Baka districts today. We have more from a correspondent.
According to Central Water Commission, Kosi River has crossed warning level in Supaul and Baltara. Its tributaries Mahananda and Parman are also flowing above danger level at several places like Tayapur, Dhengraghat and Araria. Several low-lying areas in Supaul, Araria, Kisanganj and Purnia are facing flood-like situation. The border outpost of SSB and connecting road at Indo-Nepal border in Sonvarsa Bazar in Sitamarhi are also submerged due to overtopping of Jhim River. The flood fighting team of Water Resources Department are vigilant in view of present situation in the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rain in isolated places of the Kumaon region till Thursday. Orange and yellow alerts have also been issued for heavy rain in some parts of Garhwal region today. Holiday was declared in schools and Anganwari centers in all districts of Kumaon region today. We have a report.
The monsoon has now completely arrived in Uttarakhand. Most part of the states have been experienced light to moderate rain since last night. According to the Met Department, the red alert of very heavy to extremely heavy rain in the Kumaon division of the state will continue till July 4th, while other parts of the state will also experience heavy rains during this period. In view of weather warnings, the general public and tourists have been asked to remain alert and not to venture on the riverbanks. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Incessant rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat since yesterday. Vandhali in Junagadh district received the highest 14 inches rainfall in the last 24 hours. The IMD has issued a red alert in several districts today. The T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team has been stranded in Barbados for the past 2 days because of Hurricane Beryl, which has led to a shutdown of airports and businesses. The hurricane in the Caribbean Sea has been upgraded to a Category 4, bringing life-threatening winds that storm Barbados and nearby islands. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has issued a notice to Hindenburg Research LLC and Nathan Anderson and the entities of Mark Kingdon for trading violations in the scrip of Adani Enterprises Limited. Mark Kingdon is a Mauritius-based foreign portfolio investor. In the 46-page showcase notice, SEBI has alleged that Hindenburg and Anderson violated regulations under the SEBI Act. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges National Democratic Alliance MPs to uphold principles of parliamentary democracy and exhibit good conduct. Discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address continues in both houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Modi to reply to the motion in the Lok Sabha this evening. Flood situation remains critical in Assam, affecting more than 6 lakh people across 19 districts. Heavy rainfall reported in Gujarat, Uttarakhand and Bihar. And T20 World Cup winning Indian team remains stranded in Barbados as hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean Sea intensifies. And with that, we end the Midday News.